Er waren gaskimmel met alles te warm. Mijn ik kan nooit. Dat zei de machlok is het giskje en de babo. Whether every time it says lo yochal, it means isser hanah, or anything similar, or only when it says lo yeyochel. Yeyochel lechol melacha. Talking about chelev. Chelev mevela and chelev trefa, yeyochel lechol melacha. You can use chelev for anything. That problem, lomer lechol melacha. Why does it say lechol melacha? Shiyachal mleches gavoya mutter, mleches hedig yeyosher. I might think it's only mutter to use chelev for mleches gavoya. The havamina is, since chelev is nikrav on the mizbeach, so you see that gavoya has a use for chelev, so you can use it for mleches gavoya, for other purposes. But stam to use chelev, mleches hedig would be yeyosher. Talmud Lomar lechol melacha. So you have a heter hanoah from this pasuk. That you need a special pasuk to tell me that chelev nevela and chelev treifa is mutter banoah. Divrei Rabbi Yosi HaGlili. Rabbi Akiva omer, sheyachol mleches hedig yeitar, mleches gavoa yeitamei. Talmud Lomar lechol melacha. Rabbi Akiva says, no, you don't need a pasuk to tell me it's mutter banoah. Hava mina is, why it says lechol melacha, I might think that only lehedid is a tar, chelev. But chelev is tamei lagabei kodshim, just like we find other chumras by kodshim from chulin, by tuma. A tuma, you have a shlishi, revi, by kodesh, but not by chulin. Talmud lomer lechol melacha. Rav Yosi HaGlili, the tuma latar lo itzrikra. Now the Gemara explains why we think this is a machlokas tanoim of chizki and of avo. Because according to Rabbi Yosi HaGlili, you don't need a pasuk for tuma and tahara. That you know that chelev is tahar, bein what's it called lemleches hedyet, bein lemleches gavoah. Ki yitzrichro lisa laheter. You need a pasuk though to tell me that chelev is mutter b'hamoah lehedyet. Rabbi Akiva isser v'heter lo tzrichro. Rabbi Akiva just the opposite. For isser and heter, you don't need a pasuk. Chelev is mutter b'hamoah without any special pasuk. It's recalled a tumah l'tahara. You need a pasuk for tumah l'tahara. My lav b'chokim miflagei. The Yosi HaGlili shavar lo sochlu mashma bin Yisra achila bin Yisra hanoah. It says lo sochlu kol nevela. So that means both Yisra hanoah and Yisra achila. The Yosi and therefore you need a pasuk l'mishra l'nevela b'hanoah. Therefore you need a pasuk to tell me that nevela is mutter b'hanoah u'dasa. The chelev of a nevela. We'll see in a second. It's Mashem over here. They talk about the whole Nevela. And he pashtus, he would hold like Rabbi Yehuda. That it's not matter Nevela b'hanoah, only Dvarim kichshava. So from that pasuk, I only know you're allowed to give a Nevela to a ger and sell it to a goy. And the Emek Shel explains, I might think it's only those kinds of hanoah that are mutter, where you exchange it for money. But you actually are nehenna from it. You smear it on your body. Maybe that kind of hanoah is not mutter. Therefore, I need this pasuk to tell me that even that kind of hanoah is mutter. Rabbi Akiva sover, Isra achila mashma, Isra hanoah lo mashma. And Rabbi Akiva holds no. That's never mashma, since he says lo sochu, it would never be asur b'hanoah. Right? You don't need a pasuk to tell me it's asur b'hanoah. That's mutter b'hanoah, because there's no pasuk to tell me it's asur. And he also holds Rabbi Yehuda. Except he would hold that, what's it called, that you know, wouldn't make such a mistake and think that it's only hanos of money, but not actual physical hanos. V'chi osa krol l'tumah v'tahara. Therefore the pasuk you need to tell me that it's not tamei l'maleches ha'gavoah. So it comes out that the machlokas between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yosi HaGlili is the machlokas between Chizki and Rav Avoh. Rashi, I don't think. Yeah, lay me katanoi, lo sochal de rebavo. Yasama ye asa malacha, habi mochi lemitha gabi chelev de nevela. I could have said ye asa lim malacha, what's lechol malacha? She yachal ilo habi kos of lechol, habi aminum leches gavoy ye mutter, im tzorch lim shoach mimenu oros, lim leches bede kabayis ye mutter. If you need to be nehenna from chelev, of course you can. De schelef is motter, legabi de mizbeach. De mizbeach eet schelef. So de mizbeach, kodshin to be mehenna from schelef too. Avam leches hedjit ni osser. But since by hedjit it's osser to eat schelef, then it's osser to be mehenna. Shari nemer bo lo sochlu. The isser hanor b'mashma. That's how we think now. It says lo sochlu, it includes isser hanor. Tamad lomar lechol malacha, even meleches hedjit. Rabbi Akiva Omer, Koloma Lahutra Hakosa Vahatr. You don't need a pasuk to tell me that it's Mutter Banoa. The Lohavi Solka Daitech Lisr. I would know, have no one to learn that it's Osir. The Lobo Elulataru Mechlau Tumas Bosir. It's only coming to tell me that the Chaylev is not Matame Tumas Nevela. She ain't Chaylev Bechlau Nevela. Chaylev is not part of the Nevela, that when the Torah was Matame Nevela, it was Matame the Chaylev. It's not Bosir. The Eno Choshish Latuma. You're allowed to use taharos together with something that was smeared with the chaylev of a nevela. Dim lo riba lachol malacha, hayisi omer lemleches hedjet, v'ishtamish bo chulin yetar, avlemleches kavol v'ishtamish kachim yetame. If it wouldn't say kol malacha, I would think it's only tahar legabi chulin, but not legabi kachim. Therefore, I need the pasuk lachol malacha. But you don't need the pasuk l'chol malacha to be matter it b'hanor. Because automatically it'll be mutter b'hanor because the word l'soklu doesn't mean hanor. So, Mura says, isn't this the machlokes chizki and avavo? Mura says, no. Lo. The kule ama l'soklu mashma ben yisrachila ben yisrano. No. Really, everybody holds like ravavo. That lo sochlo means Israchila and Israhane. The Chacha b'hok miflegim. Machlok is different, machlok is altogether. Rabbi Yossi aglili sover kishe hutra nevela, hi hutra, chelba v'gida lo hutra. The chid strukhola heter hanohu da'asa. That Rabbi Yossi aglili holds, that why Rabbi Avo holds that lo sochlo is Israhane. So if that's the case, why is nevela mutar banor? So he learned before, because he learns it from what's it called, the fact that it's it says lagera shibisharecha titnena vachol, you can give it to a ger, you can sell it to a goy, you can do the opposite. He holds menela that pasuk is matarit b'hanor. But Rabbi Yossi Aglili holds when the nevela was mutter, that's only the nevela itself. But when the Torah said lagera shibisharecha titnena vachol, it only was going on the nevela itself. Chelav is not called nevela; it's not baser. Chelav the gida lohutru. The chaylev and the gid were not part of that. The chayitzrich chola heter hano udasa. Therefore, you need this pasuk to tell me that the chaylev of a, what's it called, of a nevela is mutar banor. I wouldn't know that from the fact that you can give it to a ger or sell it to a nachri, because that's talking about the baser. It's not talking about the chaylev. Chaylev is not part of nevela. So the Torah said, nevela didn't include the chaylev and the gid. So when the Torah asked the chaylev, it asked it b'hanor. And there was no heter. Right? The Torah says, don't eat chaylev. It's a special, separate pasuk that speaks about eating chaylev. And there it's asr b'hanor. And the fact that it's mutter by nevela isn't true. Because the nevela, the basr is mutter. You don't know that the chaylev is mutter. So I need a special pasuk to tell me chaylev is mutter. According to this lechora, we'll see in a second, it should be the gilanash, it's taka asr. There's no special pasuk. Rabbi Akiva Sover, Kishahutra Nevela, Chelva the Gida Nami Hutru. Rabbi Akiva says, no, Chelva and Gid are part of Nevela. When the Torah said you can give a Nevela to a Ger or sell it to a Goy, it includes the Chelva and the Gid. Nevela, I don't need a special pasuk to tell me Chelva or Gid is Mutar Bahanah. It's automatic from Nevela. Nevela, it's what's it called, you need a pasuk for Tum and Tara. The Chayitzra call it Tum of a Tahara. Rashi. Chelva the Gida Lahutru, the Chelva Deinu Bechal Boser. When it says Nevela, Nevela means the meat of a Nevela, not the Chelva. Hilgach Lohavi B'mashma Titnena Vachola. Therefore, it wouldn't be included in what you can give to the Goy or the Noch or the Ger. The Gabi Nogea B'nivlosa Nami Lat Chelva B'mashma, Hilgach Yei Osa Lachomalacha, Lohitzrach Lataru, Elatiru Mechlal Hanos, Losorchal Chelva. And also, according to Rav Yossi Aglili, you don't need a pasuk to tell me that it's tar. Because it's not part of nevela. Nevela is tame. But chaylev nevela is not nevela. So it's not tame.
Shir, only the pasuk for tumen tahara. It's not mutter b'hanoa from the fact that nevel is mutter b'hanoa. Merely your pasuk is telling me that chelev is mutter b'hanoa. Rabbi Akiva sovar chelev b'chlal nevela bein leheter hanoa bein letani. And Rabbi Akiva holds just the opposite. Chelev is mamish part of a nevela. Therefore, it would be tamei if I didn't have a pasuk to tell me it's tar. But if we mutter b'hanoa without any other pasuk, because it says lagera shibisharecha tiknena, and it includes chelev. Hilchot yitzri kol taro yitzri. Therefore, you need a pasuk with tumah tahara, not for heter hanoa. And even though all these psukim by chelev are only gabi nevela, but lamaisa we learn nevela. If then chelev and nevela is mutter b'hanoa, surely chelev of a kosher animal is mutter b'hanoa. Where it says, Rabbi Yossi Aglili Ashkot Chelev the Shari Rachmona Bano. According to Rabbi Yossi Aglili, comes out there's a special pasuk by Chelev that it's Mutter Bano. But how about Gid? The Gid, name of the Osir. How about Gid? Gid, he says, is not part of Nevela, so it's not included in the Heter, La Gera Shebisharecha Titneno, right? It says that you can't eat, Alkein Lo Yochu B'nei Yisro Gid Hanosha, and there's no Heter Hano. How do you know the kid is mutter b'hanoa? The boy is saying, "Mochinami dosa, enachinami." According to Rabbi Yosef, the kid would be osa b'hanoa. The boy is saying, "Ma'isi lo b'kal v'chomer." Or maybe you could say in Rabbi Yosef Lili that he learns the kal v'chomer from chelev that it's mutter b'hanoa. Uma chelev shonish kores mutter b'hanoa. Kid shein onish kores lo kolshke. Chelev, which is kores, and still it's mutter b'hanoa. Kid, which is only alive, surely should be mutter b'hanoa. Reb Shimon de Osar, Ikele Mifroch, Reb Shimon holds that Gid Hanosha is tako Osar b'hanoa. So why doesn't he learn this Kal v'chomer? Ikele Mifroch, Malach Chelev, Shkein Hutter Mechlo, Leitzel Chaya. Chelev has a kula. It's mutter by a chaya. You're allowed to eat the chelev of a chaya. But you're not allowed to eat the Gid Hanosha of a chaya. Menela, Gid Hanosha has a chumra over chelev. You can't learn a kal v'chomer that just because chelev is mutter b'hanoa, Gid Hanosha should be mutter b'hanoa. Because maybe the reason chelev is mutter b'hanoa, because there's a chelev that you could eat. But Gid Hanosha you never can eat. So maybe it's also b'hanoa. Tomer begid shlo hutter mechlol eitzel chaya. The idach bebehema kamrinon. Bebehema mir shlo ishtari. The other one says no. L'maisa l'gabe a behema, like where chelev is osir, it's osir more than gid. So the Kal v'chomer stands. And Reb Shimon says, no, you look at it universally. And since there's a place where chelev is mutter, you include that in the equation, and therefore there's no Kal v'chomer. Rashi. Reb Shimon d'omer le'el gid osir b'anoa, mishum d'stir le'ein begin b'no sin tam, v'lo huter b'chlan d'vela. Reb Shimon taka holds, ein begin b'no sin tam. It's not included in the vela, therefore you don't have a heter for hanoa, and it's also Mishum Lo Yochal. My Tama Lo Maisi Lo Mik Rabbi Yossi La Hatir Ano Mik Kal V'chomer Chelev. Why didn't Reb Shimon learn this Kal V'chomer of Rabbi Yossi Aglili? That if Chelev is Mutter Banoa, surely Gid Hanosha is Mutter Banoa. Michlalo At Bachila. If by a Chaya, Chelev is Mutter, even to eat. The Idach Rabbi Yossi Omer Lecha, Ano B'Chelev Beheima Kom Aishina Kro La Hatir Banoa. We're talking about chelev that's normally osur by a behema. Still, it's mutter b'hanoa. Gid, which is, what's it called, not osur b'kares, surely what's it called should be mutter. The krob b'chelev shor b'chesev koi. The pasuk's talking about chelev shor b'chesev, chelev that's osur. The koshor b'hanoa, and still it's moderate b'hanoa. That chelev is more chomor than gid. Behema lo hutter mechlolo b'chila. Okay, now the Gemara goes to a new thing. Michti. Osvinu kol hanikroi v'shaninu. We asked all these psukim of things that are asur b'achila, are they also asur b'hano or not? And we answered them. Chizkiv ravo b'may plige. In the end, everybody agrees. Either they all learn that the same things are mutter b'hano or asur b'hano, they just learn them differently. But in the end, bottom line, everybody agrees that the things that are mutter b'hano are mutter b'hano, the things that are asur are asur. The mitli, okay, so what is left that Rav Chizkiya and Avraham Avoh argue? The chametz v'pesach aliva the rabbanon. The rabbanon who hold chametz v'pesach
is Asher Bahanoa, right? B'shor Anisko v'alibet the Divrei Hakol. And by Shor Anisko, according to everybody, the Chizkiya Nofik le'milo Yeyochel. Chizkiya learns both of these from the fact that it says lo Yeyochel chometz, and Shor Anisko lo Yeyochel es pesaro, and nail it's Asher Bahanoa. Rav Avoh Nofik le'minadela. And Rav Avoh learns it from the fact that you need a heter. By Nevela, here, even if it would say, Lo Yochal, Lo Sochlu, it still would be Asher Banah. So the Maisa, bottom line, they still both agree it's Asher Banah. Just the Machlokas is where you learn it from. Nichti, Bein Lamar, Asurim Banah. Might be nigh. So what's the Machlokas? The Machlokas is only where you learn it from. There has to be some kind of Lamaisa difference in the halacha between them. But it says, the difference is, bottom line, is chulin shenishtu bazara asher min haTorah or not? Chizkiya sover lo yeyochel emutei honey. The Chizkiya holds like we learned before, that when it says lo yeyochel, it comes to tell me that all the other things are asher bano, but when it says lo yochel, it's mutter bano. So all the times it doesn't say lo yeyochel is mutter bano. Also, by treifa, where it says, lakelef tashlichin oso, you don't need it to tell me, oso, you can throw to a treflin of what's called a kelef. But all the other things are asher banah, and therefore where it says, lo yochal, what's it called, the isisure hanah, that's lamut echulin shenishku bazor. He needs that pasuk to tell me that you can throw, what's it called, treifa to the dogs. But you can't throw chulin shenishtu bazara, which also is an iser mechitza, like we learned before. There's a kesher, basar basad et treifa, something that went out of its mechitza. So chulin shenishtu bazara is also something that went out of its mechitza. So therefore, Chizkiya has a pasuk to aser chulin shenishtu bazara. Rabbi Avoh sover oso lemutehani. He learns from the oso, oso atomashtik lekelem, but not other isurim. Hani chulin shenishtu bazara lav deoraisa. And chulin he holds that chulin shenishtu bazara is lav deoraisa. Therefore, you don't need any pasuk for chulin shenishtu bazara. It's not asur. Even in Torah, according to Rashi, it's not even asur b'achila. According to Rashi, it's only not asur b'anoa min Torah. According to Tosa, it's not even asur b'achila min Torah. So that's the nafkamina. Nafkamina is a side nafkamina between Chizkiya and Rav Avoh, if chul and shenishtu bazara are also min haTorah or not. Tosfos here as a kasha, the chora, why don't we say the nafkamina between what's it called, Chizkiya and Rav Avoh is other isurei chometz where it doesn't say lo yeyochel. By chometz nuksha and chometz al yedei taruvos, we learn it from a pasuk of lo sochru. That it includes chametz nuksha and also chametz, what's it called, ayadei taruvos. Now that, it doesn't say koresh by that. And we talk a learn that it's only a lav. Chametz nuksha and chametz ayadei taruvos is only a lav, it's not koresh. So why don't we say, since over there it doesn't say lo yeyochel, it's not asur banah. Only real chametz is asur banah, according to Chizkiya. But according to Rav Avoh, it says lo sochal, so it's asur b'hanah too. And Tosfos doesn't answer the kasha. And he says, if the pshat is that we learn all isurei chametz from one another, then learn the koris too. And we know you don't learn koris. Either learn hanah and koris, or don't learn either. And if you don't learn either, then it's a machlo, it's an afkamina between Rav Avoh and Chizkiya. So others say that we learn the isur hanah of what's it called, chametz nuksha and chametz al yedei taruvos from shari surim. Other isurim, there's no bali ram bali matze. Still, they're asur banah. Here, where there is bali ram bali matze, surely it should be asur banah. The only thing is Tosfos can't say that, because Tosfos holds there is no bali ram bali matze bechametz nuksha. So the maisa, it's Tosfos lishitaso is stuck. Either you learn the isurim one from the other, like the Ran Taka says. But then you should learn the Koris too. The Ran holds Lagabi Koris, you don't learn it. You learn it Lagabi Yisur HaNoah only. But in any case, that's Tosfos Kash. Chametz Nuksha is hard. It can make other things Chametz.
but it doesn't, what's it called, it's not, not edible.
And the yellow
and chalula? Mixed together with other things, not by itself, it's mixed together, a mixture. Chametz and other permissible things.
And these are lower?
Yeah. Okay. We'll learn later on, tomorrow we'll speak about it, not here, later, in the next paragraph. Okay. Yosef, okay, let's see Rashi first. Nichte, osvinu kol hanach kroi, dechol yisurin, sheneamar bohen lo sochal lo mutarim bano, all the psukim that say lo sochal, and their mutar bano, we asked on Rebavo, and each one he found a pasuk that tells me it's mutar bano. Vishaninu Rebavo, v'ashkech buprat lehet, we found a special pasuk to tell me that those things are mutar bano. Lo matzino be'echad mikulam shehichna b'Rebavo. We didn't find any of them that Rebavo would hold that they're osir, and Chizkiya would hold that they're mutar because it doesn't say lo yeyochil. The yomer shosir bano lechizkiya lishtru. And the davar ha'osir osir ledivrei shneim. The hamutar mutar ledivrei shneim. The only difference is how we know it. According to Chizkiya, we know because there's no place to say it's osir bano. According to Rebavo, it's a special pasuk. The my plegay to ain lecha isuri hanoa b'davar shenemer bo lav b'achilaso shelo nemer bo prat lahatir. There's no isuri hanoa that it says lo sochal that there isn't some pasuk to tell me it's mutar bano. Ela hanach shnei dvarim. There's only two of them. Which are they? Dichzibu hen lo yei ochel digon shoa nisko v'chametz v'pesach. Ubein lamar, bein lamar asuri. By chametz and shoa nisko it says lo yei ochel according to both of them they're osur bano. Taliba de Rabbanan, de Pligia le de Rabbi Yossi, de Omelael, Chometz of Pesach, Mutar Banoah. According to Rabbi Yossi, who says Chometz is Mutar Banoah, that we're not going on. But according to the Rabbanan, both Chizkiya and Rebavo learned their Asher Banoah. They learn from different psukim. One learns from the Yeyochel, and the other one learns it from the fact that you needed a heter by what's it called, by Nevela, that since it says, even if we said Lo Yochal is Asher. Min Nevela, Mitzvah, call the Mishri Nevela. The Aviksiv lo sochal nami havi mitzri. Even if it would have said lo sochal chametz, would have been osur bano. Ika binai achulin shenishu vazora, v'aliva de Rabbi Yehuda, the omer nevela lo mochi lo nigmar, and according to Rabbi Yehuda, who says that you can't learn the heter hano of what's it called from nevela, that's how Chizkiya holds like Rabbi Yehuda, so you don't have any pasuk telling me nevela is mutar bano. Other Rabbi have a pasuk telling me that even though Nevela is mutar banoa, he can't sell it to a ger or give it to a goy. The dvarim kechsavanos, the Chizkiya sover hani train the shani b'dipurei yitzer. That Reb Chizkiya holds, therefore, that if it would have just said lo sochlo, it wouldn't be osur banoa. I Nevela, you need a heter, and it only says lo sochlo. No, it's not a heter. That's qualifying the heter that any would be. Ula kelev tashlichen also, lo hutrich lamayetis elu, ula osrun banor. Kelev tashlichen also does not come to tell me that these things are osr banor, like Rebavo. The chios lamute chunshit vazor, according to Chizkiya, the also, by trefa, comes to exclude chulin shenishtu vazorah, that they're taka osr banor. Only this trefa's mutter, but not chulin shenishtu vazorah. Who could appreciate Leah, like we learned before. Rebavo sover, ein chilek bein lo yochal bein lo yeyochel. There's no difference. If it had said lo sochal bi asher bano. The itzrich oso lemutei hani. Therefore you need the word oso to tell me that the things that are asher bano are asher bano. Chametz v'pesach and sharanisko. V'hachi mashma, treifa apal gav shekosafti lecho lav v'achiloso ani matir lecho anoso. Avalo chametz v'sharanisko shelo paratiti lecho bohen heter. But chametz and sharanisko, right there, it's asur bano. We learn it from the also. Only this is mutter. The other ones are asur. Where it says chulin bazor alav d'oraisa, and what's it called? Rebavo, what does he do with also? The gabi chulin shenish bazorah. He needs it for shari surin. The chiyom Rebavo lo yochal isur hano mashma alibet Reb Meir amra. He said it according to Reb Meir. Because according to Reb Meir, you have a pasuk telling me that Nevel is mutar bano. Why do we need a pasuk? It only said lo yochal. Must be lo sochlu. Must be that even if it said lo sochlu, it'd be osur bano unless the Torah said specifically it's mutar. The last lady, Dvarim Kechsavim. when the Yitzchak Lemishin Adela, Mechlal the Shari Surin, to go Chomets Shanis Glasurin. The Lab Mishum Shinri Lashem. She ain't Chilak Ben Lo Yochal Lo Yeo, Chel Rav Avo. That's according to Rav Meir. Ela Min Yitzchak Lemishin Adela, but also the Rav Meir Lemute Chulim Bazor. According to Rav Meir, also comes to exclude Chulim Bazor that it's Taka Asher Bano. But according to Rav Yehuda, according to Rav Avo, right, oh, Saul comes to tell me that Shari Surim or Asher Bano. Okay, let's go on. Yoshi Vahumar Rabbon and Kamed Rab Shmuel Bar Achmeni, the Yoshi the Kaam and Mishmed Rab Yishua Ben Levi. Okay, this Echodman Rabbon was sitting in front of Rab Shmuel Bar Achmeni, and he was saying over something from Yishuv ben Levi. Menayin l'chol yisurin shebetorah, t'chihechi da'asurin ba'achila, v'achinami asurin ba'anor. How do you know that all those yisurin in the Torah that are asur ba'anor, asur ba'anor, the ones that have a special pasuk or not? So that means two things. The two things that don't have special pasuk, psukin t'imata them, chametz v'pesach, according to the Rabbanan, and Sharon Iskol. So that's when we say kol yisurin shebetorah means these two. What are Kol Yisurin Shebetorah that are Asher Ba'anoah, Shor Aniskol, and Chometz V'Pesach? But it doesn't say Beferish that's Asher Ba'anoah. Menayin Tepik Le Milo Yeochil. Right? Learn it from the fact it says Lo Yeochil, like Chizkiah. Lo Yeochil Yisrachil Mashma Le Yisrahan Olo Mashma. He doesn't know like Chizkiah. He also Lo Yeochil doesn't mean any more Yisrahan Olo than Lo Yochal. Tepik Le Minadeil. So let him learn like Rav Avo. That's from the fact that the Torah had a saying that veil is mutter bahanoa, even though it only said lo sochlo, every other time it says lo sochal, lo sochlo, it's also bahanoa. Kol shekein where it says lo yeyachel is also asher bahanoa. Right? Even though it's no special mashmaos, but it's no worse than lo sochlo. So we're like Rav Yehuda. Domer dvarim kichsavim. No, he also like Rav Yehuda. That what's it called? That there's no heter neveila, just the opposite. There's a qualification of the heter of Nevela, which would be automatic. So, Yisav like Rabbi Yehuda, typically Mehechel not Rabbi Yehuda. If that's the case, let him learn where Rabbi Yehuda learns Shari Surim from. Oh, so. Only Trefas Mutar Bahano, but Shari Surim are also. No. Lekel of Teshtichan also. Yisav are Chulin Shanish to Azora, the Raisa. No, he holds Chulin Shanish to be Azora is the Raisa. And the Pasuk is more mashma for Chul and Shanish to Bazara than for other things, because it's talking about Basar Basada Trefa. So therefore he has no Pasuk to tell me that Shari Surim, Chometz Pesach, and Shoran Isko are Asar Bana. So where does he know it from? Rashi. The Tepik Le Mehechel and Apkele Rabbi Yehuda, Le'el Aliva Dervavo. The Maisi Le may also Atan Nasha Lekele, the Atamash Le Shari Surim. The Sober Haitana, Chulin Shanishku Bazora, Surim Bahano, Midoraisa. This Tana holds that Chulin Shanishku Bazora is also Minatora. The Nafka Le may also, and he learns it from the Oso. Miboya Le Korach Rinlishar, therefore we need another Pasik for Shari Surim. If you hold all of these things, you're not going to come out with a Pasik to tell me that Shari Surim is also Bahano. So where does he know it from? Gemara says, "Minayin tichsiv kol chatos asher yuva midoma." Pasuk says, "Any chatos that you bring the dam inside the heichal, which dam is not supposed to be brought inside the heichal, it's supposed to be sprinkled at the outer mizbeach in the azara, and you by mistake bring that dam into the heichal." So the Torah says, "The carbon is pasul, and bo'esh tisarev. You have to burn it." Shein tam number but HD sorry. The Torah didn't have to tell me you have to burn it. We'll see in one second why. Umal tam number but HD sorry. Why did the Torah say burn that carbon that the dam was brought inside the heichal? It may no winni lagufo, you don't need it for itself. Dichsiv the hine sorah says that kodshim, all kodshim that are pasul are burnt. Why do I need this special pasuk over here to tell me you burn this kodshim that's pasul? New in the Chol Yisurin Shebetorah, right? So to let that pasuk tell me, like Shari Surim, the in ain't a winning lachila. You don't need it for lachila because it says achila by Shari Surim. to new inyan l'isra'anoa. So they learn from this pasuk, but eish tisareif, that it's also ba'anoa by shari suri, meaning chometz of Pesach and shara nisko. Wherever there's not a special limud, that it's mutar ba'anoa, which is by these two things, so you'll tell me it's also ba'anoa. I makam b'sreifa, kol yisurin shabatar b'sreifa, omer kol kol ba'kodesh ba'eish tisareif, ba'kodesh b'sreifa, ba'eid, kol yisurin shabatar b'sreifa. Kolchatos ha-shayuva midoma, labechatos ha-pnimios, shehuvu doma kemitzvos mafinksi. It's not talking about the chatos that you're supposed to bring their blood inside, right? Like the par of Yom Kippur, or the seer of Yom Kippur, or parim anisrofim, and seerim anisrofim. Those, you do bring the blood inside, that's the way you're supposed to do it. Obviously, they're not the ones that you have to burn. Those we know that's not because you brought the dam inside that you have to burn it. That's what you do with these carbonos. You burn the you don't eat them, you burn them. It's talking about a regular chatas whose blood's not supposed to be brought inside the heichal, it's supposed to be sprinkled on the mizbeach achitza. The But if you brought the dam of a regular chatas into the heichal, it's possible. Meino inyan the gufo, doksi v'ine sora, v'sir nachshon, v'vayihi b'yom hashmini. Right, by sir nachshon, Rashi learns. In other words, the seir that Nachshon brought on that first day of Chanukah Samizbeach, right, Nachshon was the first nasi, so he brought a seir l'chatas, right, and what's it called? It says v'hinei sora, the Kamarlu Moshe, Loma Saraftim Osa. Moshe said to them, why'd you burn it? Hein lehuva zdoma lekodesh pnima. The dam of that seir chatos was not brought in the heichal wrongly. You did it what you were supposed to do with it. Why'd you burn it? Mechlau dimhuva shapra v'disrefua. Masha from that if they had brought the dam into the heichal, it was right that they burned it. So let's learn from there that any chatos that you brought the dam into the heichal, you have to burn. Alma basreifahi. So I don't need another pasuk to tell me you have to burn a chatos that dam was brought into the heichal wrongly. I know it from what it says in Shmini. L'chol Yisurim, therefore that pasuk comes to tell me, shenemar bohen la b'chilosim kazeh, any other issue where it says allow that you can't eat it, v'al korchek b'maisi alechom sepesa v'shara nisko. The b'shari surim k'sib prata l'teru. It only applies to shara nisko l'chom sepesa. Because all the other things where it says you can't eat it, we had a special pasuk to tell me it's mutar b'anoa. These are the only two that remain without a special pasuk, and there is surah achila. The main inyan laws from achila, to isra achila b'gufayuksi. You don't need this pasuk to tell me you're not allowed to eat it, because it says b'feirush you're not allowed to eat it. Zum mida b'torah. This is one of the midos haTorah nidreshes b'hem. Davish lahutzrach l'gufo, t'niu inyan l'inyan achir. If you don't need it for itself, then you learn it for something else. That's a special halacha l'moshe misinai. It's one of the midos haTorah nidreshes. Not something that's logical. The Talmud Dover l'Dover Acher. The Torah said it. The Talmud Dover l'Dover Acher. The Chol Amidos Halacha L'Moshe Misina, Rashi says. It's not logical. Limer Al-Chatos P'sula Shesrifosa V'Migiriyat. Okay, so that's how we learn Shari Surim. When we learn it from this pasuk, Ba'kodesh Ba'esh Tisareif, that comes to tell me that you can't have any Hanoi, you have to burn it. Let's say you have to burn it then. Not just what's it called, that you can't have Hanoi, you have to burn it. That's just a meal. Bakodesh, Be'ish Tisari. It's only Bakodesh you have to burn it. But all other things that are also Be'achila are also Asher Bahanoa, unless you have a special pasuk to tell me it's Mutter. So what does that leave? Chametz Pesach and Shara Nisko.